Well, listen, let's get an expert's opinion. Let's speak to our resident etiquette expert. We've had him on the show before. He's an absolute star. William Hanson. Hello, William.
Oh, good morning. Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on board, William, as always. What's happening to picnics? Are we poshing up on picnics now as well? What is the etiquette there?
Well, I think we're all getting a little bit more creative with everything we do, in particular outdoor dining, whether it's, you know, on a terrace, on a balcony, or in a park or in our gardens doing a picnic. So I think, yes, we are sort of wanting to make an effort. And it's, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses. It's whose picnic hamper is nicer than yours. I mean, you turned up with your little Tesco bag. I mean, it could have been a Waitrose bag if you wanted to make it nicer.
Yeah. If you do want to borrow a Waitrose bag, I store them for that kind of special occasion. Or if I'm trying to show off to my neighbours when I put out my recycling.
Oh, just throw them out.
Yeah, just I don't really shop in Waitrose, so yeah. I keep the bags and put all my typical Tesco's rubbish into my Waitrose bag just to show off.
Well, that's a brilliant move.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, William, I'm going to give you a few picnic items, okay, and you have to tell me whether these would be in your chosen picnic of choice, okay?
Right.
So here we go. Egg, mayo and cress sandwiches.
Yes, but I'd eat them first, because if they sit around in the sun long enough, you're going to have all sorts of issues.
Good answer.
Right, okay,
Very good answer.
Okay, here we go. Scotch eggs.
Again, eat them first, but I personally wouldn't have them. I don't like a Scotch egg.
No, me neither.
Right, okay. Carrot sticks.
Oh, love a carrot. A bit of hummus, lovely.
Oh, excellent. All right, William, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, everyone.